One issue that has recently come into the news has to do with redirection of funds for health and family planning clinics, so-called federally qualified health clinics. This has caused some providers, especially in rural areas, to not be able to provide the services that they normally have been. Can you speak to this? What I mean, even a staunch anti-abortion advocate like Warren Chisholm has said that this has gone too far. What do you think
about? Well, I think it has gone too far, and I think recently some of that money now is being moved back to the original providers, because some of the people who applied for it and got it can't provide the services for it. And people are sitting back and saying, well, this wasn't a good idea. You know, this was clearly, in my opinion, it was clearly an attempt to take away services for family planning. There's no question about it. And people jump in, and I mean, I know, I work for an organization which goes out for grants all the time. And to run after a grant when it's not something you're really qualified to do, and then suddenly you're given the money and you have to put up a new program, doesn't work. So I think you see now that the money is being returned, and they're saying that we made a mistake.
What do you think are the biggest challenges that the legislature is going to face in 2007?
I think education is going to be primary. I think that's really going to be the primary issue, because it cuts across so many things. I mean, an educated populace is a group that can get jobs, that is in better able to take care of themselves in terms of health care. I mean, I read an article recently that says if you don't have a high school education, you have a much greater chance of having diabetes, of running into heart problems. And so that affects the bottom line in terms of health care. And in terms of hiring an educated population so that Texas can grow and provide those services. So I guess I really have to say I think education is going to be key. In terms of my passion, education and healthcare, I mean, those would be the two issues. We've got to be able to be proactive in terms of healthcare in this state and not reactive.